Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Now, earlier this week, Frontline Gardaí in Dublin began wearing body-worn cameras. This is a pilot program that will eventually be rolled out next year. It's been a controversial topic. There has been many thoughts and feelings shared across the board on this issue. Technology journalist Emmett Ryan is with me now. Emmett, how are you?
Getting there, Jess.
Good stuff. So this is something that's been spoken about for quite a while, that Gardaí would wear body-worn cameras. It's been a controversial topic, people on different sides of this debate. What do we know about the cameras that the Gardaí will be wearing?
Well, the look will be quite familiar, because anyone who's seen sort of, you know, been in the UK and seen them there, or in the US, they look pretty much identical to those. So the look will be quite familiar. What we know is that there'll be limitations in how they're used, and these are posing all kinds of questions to me. So essentially, they can only be they'll be worn on the Garda's chest. They'll flash red when they're turned on. The Garda is advised to tell the public when they're using them, but doesn't have to, which is immediately a bit of a red flag for me. And furthermore, they can only be switched on when members of the Garda are using their powers, which, these are all kinds of red flags to me, to be honest, in terms of the public rights. So the footage itself will not be accessible to the Garda at the moment. They'll have to put it into a docking station to, you know, when they get back to base or so, or what have you, in order for it to actually be found. But they're sort of slowly going through it.
Yeah, so it's going to be, it's working on a pilot basis to begin with. So I think 350 guards are going to use them.
Yeah,
ahead of a rollout next year. I was in the West Midlands a few years ago, and I did an interview with police from there who use body-worn cameras. And the point that the police made to me was that, they're filmed by the public the entire time. This is something that could be utilised to help gather evidence, but also to protect the Gardaí as well, because we have seen footage from around this country of acts of violence against Gardaí, intimidation against Gardaí. So in that instance, some of the things that you mentioned as red flags kind of make sense to me.
See, they're not the red flags for me, Jess, is what I should point out. The red flags for me are, you actually brought it up there, they're filmed by the public all the time, that it's not continuously on, essentially, that the guard is controlling when it's on and off is my big concern. Because to me, that's sort of, you know, an editing of the record, so to speak. Like, obviously, there's a GDPR concern there, but if the data can only be accessed certain ways, like, there's ways to protect this data within GDPR, but for me, the only publicly safe way for this to operate would be continuously operational with no power to edit.
But would that not create a huge amount of data from a storage point of view, from a, you know, filing through and accessing and identifying the key moments? Like in the West Midlands example, for what they do is they punch their chest and the videos will record the 15 seconds previous. So the cameras are always active, they're just not always recording, to try and get around that issue.
Yeah, but my issue there is the protection of the public, because it's, you know, much as obviously the vast, vast, overwhelming majority of Gardaí are good, the point is, I would, a camera that's never off is neutral, you know, and so that to me is like, it's a neutral viewpoint. So the idea that it's in one particular individual's power, even if they are an officer of the state, is extremely concerning to me. And like, yeah, it creates a huge data storage issue, but if you want to have cameras on Gardaí, I think you've got to accept there's going to be certain prices to pay, and that will be in terms of managing all this data storage. So if they want to do it and protect the public and for the public to feel safe, that it's a neutral arbiter in the truest sense is the only way for that to happen to me. Like, I find the idea that it can be selected when it's on and off, and that they don't have to say when it's on, are both concerning matters to me. Like, to me, it should just be permanently on at the end, and that you can find ways to protect it and observe privacy laws after that. But in order to protect the individual who's having an encounter with a member of a Garda Síochána Síochána, as much as protecting the guard themselves, because they have to both be treated with the same level of, you know, equality of protection, I think it should be permanently on, and that's the only fair, reasonable way to do it.
But I know that there are groups who are, you know, vehemently against the notion of cameras being utilised in any instance. So could you see, you know, Helen McEntee or anyone from the Department of Justice or law enforcement being able to win the public round with this notion of Gardaí wearing always on cameras?
I think in terms of the vast majority of the public, it'd be a lot easier to win them around than with the Gardaí having powers to when you turn them on, to be honest. Because to me, it's a lot safer having it always on for the public than it is having it being selected when it can be turned on and off.
Yeah, I'd love to know what you think. Email me techtalk@newstalk.com. We know that technology is infiltrated every industry, and policing is no different. I've been out with the Roads Traffic Division, and I've seen how they're using mobile phones now for road traffic offences. Do you see body-worn cameras as an asset and as a tool as useful as the mobile phones on the side of the road? Or is it just to tick a box and say, well, actually, this is exactly what happened?
Format it currently is a box tick. Like if it was a format I'm describing, I think it could be an immensely important tool for reducing just general risks to the Gardaí in general, because, you know, because as well as the factor of, the protection of the Garda. Because you say, it'll record 15 seconds back if they press the button. This is assuming they get their finger to press the button in time, being blunt about it, if someone jumps them. So, for me, it's a case of if it's always on, it's always protecting. Mm-hmm. So for me, that is the only way for it to truly work. Like, I was reading through this and I was kind of going, this is a level of editing which really shouldn't be in place and shouldn't be in the power, and also shouldn't really be forced upon the guard to choose, frankly. It's asking far too much of the member of the law enforcement themselves in order to exactly work out what exactly it is. You've got effectively have 15 seconds to work out when you think about it, whether or not you're now enacting your duties.
Well, to be fair to the guards, and I do think it's important to say, but just for the sake of clarity, like editing and all the rest, that I don't think that's necessarily a fair term to use. I think it will be a judgment call. But I think it's a level up from a guard doing a written report of an encounter if, it's kind of just a more modern way of them filling in their notebook at the end of the day, no?
It is, but again, I know I'm going back to the one core point, but to me, this is the defining point of them. It's like, is that about the Garda doing the report, or is it about having a clear record of the incident of the day? And to me, the latter is kind of more important here. That it's still pen and paper based is kind of disturbing to me in many respects, because obviously people go, the digital record can be altered as though the written one can't. And it's a case of, well, this is the easiest way to protect it. And, it's like, there are ways to ensure this stays within GDPR compliant if you do a certain ways, there are ways to protect it. But if you want to have this as a way to protect Gardaí, you've got to think, well, they're meant to be protecting all of us, so those cameras should be too. And again, I come back to it, if it's not on all the time, I've got a major issue with it. I could see legal challenges coming towards body cam footage being used in certain ways as well.
Emmett Ryan, as always, thanks so much for joining us here on News Talk.
Have me.
Yeah, so I think it's safe to say Emmett isn't a fan of this idea. Personally speaking, I think it is a good idea for Gardaí to have them. I have no issue with the editorial judgment of the guard being utilised as to when to activate them. I think in the era of camera phones, it makes complete sense to have a comprehensive record of what has happened. We saw this during the Dublin riots, where there was an awful lot of content being posted on social media without any context. There was editing going on in some instances, which is worrying. And I think if this footage could be utilised to, I suppose, clarify the record in some instances, help Gardaí recollect the exact events that transpire at an altercation or an event, it is beneficial. In the instance of the West Midlands Police that I gave to Emmett a second ago, the commissioner who I spoke to over there was saying, when they are responding to an instance of domestic violence, for example, they are incredibly beneficial to document and capture physical evidence, but also the atmosphere or the mood or the body language of the people involved in certain situations, in very emotive situations. The video can illustrate quite literally the scene before them versus the pen and paper. So I think with the correct provisions and rules and regulations and data compliance and all those other things that should just be a given, I think it is a good thing. But as I said, I would love to know what you think. You can email me techtalk@newstalk.com. Right, when we come back here on News Talk, we'll answer your tech questions.